Lou Bennett, CEO of IDPE, and I'd like to welcome you today to the next podcast in our Giving Week series on celebrating impact. Just a reminder that IDP Giving Week is happening from Monday the 15th to Sunday the 21st of November, and this is an opportunity for all schools to come together and celebrate the generosity of our communities. In the lead up to Giving Week, we are sharing case studies, resources, podcasts and webinars based around our five Giving Week themes: history of giving, giving days, engaging volunteers, saying thank you and celebrating impact. Today I'm joined by Suzanne Wheeler, Head of Development, and Kathy Butcher, Foundation Manager at Stonyhurst, and we'll be talking about celebrating impact. Thank you both for joining me today. I just wonder if we could start with discussing what is the impact of development at Stonyhurst and how do you demonstrate this within your school community?
I think what we've found with the foundation is the main way that it has been so impactful is quite simply the numbers involved with the children that we're supporting. The foundation received Charity Commission registration only in December 2019. And in its first full year as a standalone charity, we were able to support 25 children across Stonyhurst and its prep school at Stonyhurst St Mary's Hall. This new academic year, that figure has grown to 33 children. And of those 33, 28 are British boarding pupils. And most are in receipt of either full or a full bursary or a discount of 80% or more. So I think the impact is very visible within the school community.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're talking about is, we talk about these numbers, but actually it is the real impact. So we've had to, increase our boarding sizes in Stonyhurst St Mary's Hall. This huge increase in boarding numbers for us means new roles, new staff opportunities. We're using the buildings and the facilities properly. I mean, this year, we've got waiting lists for boarding. We've not had that for a long time, but that is because we're driving the numbers along. And of course, the impact is on our pupils as well. It's a more diverse background for them to be working in. The other impact, obviously, has been on our admissions team, because for them, it's generated a substantial amount of work for them, hasn't it, Kathy?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think certainly when numbers in some schools are falling, it's been wonderful to get British boarders in, but at prep school as well, where actually that's difficult for lots of schools at the moment. So there's been a really visible impact, and the staff are well aware of how that is affecting them in their jobs as well.
Also, the admissions team have had to build their new admissions process. They've worked very closely with the headmaster at St Mary's Hall, Ian Murphy, and he's developed a whole new way of liaising with Catholic primary schools, built relationships with schools, head teachers, parishes in less affluent areas. So you start fundraising in one area and then you just see the way it cascades throughout. So, and the admissions team have been brilliant. They've really stepped up, because we said we don't just want to be providing bursary places, obviously that's our key, but we want to be providing them in such a way that we are having an impact on the wider Stonyhurst community and we're reaching out more. So a whole new programme of outreach because of the work Kathy and I do. It's quite a privilege really to have that much of a change.
You've talked a bit about there in terms of actually the benefit on the wider sort of team and I suppose admissions and the wider school and the impact. I just wonder how you, and we often get asked this, how you measure that impact. Obviously, you've talked about numbers there, and there's obviously the sort of pounds and pence, the fundraising bit. But I just wonder if you can tell us a little bit more about how you sort of maybe report to governors in your head, and also how you measure that externally, I suppose, as well. So sharing those stories.
Okay, so we're part of external affairs, the external affairs team. So our team's foundation and development, and we're run and led by Stephen Withnell, who's the deputy head for external affairs. So he was brought in 2017-18, and he brought a new look to how we operated. So the teams were restructured. He was laser focused on the need for the foundation, and he manages both the teams, and then he's the director of the foundation. So he's got the big overview and insight and sets up the strategic way we work. And he has extensive experience as a non-exec director. And so I think him coming in with this business approach and lots of experience in corporate governance has brought a new level of professionalism that we probably hadn't seen. And I think it's quite necessary. So from there, we then set our KPIs and our strategic goals. The development and foundation operate to a strategic five-year plan, which is broken into our annual KPIs. So the development team reports to the board of to the school's governors, and Kathy and the foundation report to their separate foundation trustees, because as Kathy touched on earlier, the foundation is a separate charity which works for Stonyhurst. So we run in a very business-like way. We have plenty of reporting. Kathy and I love our very regular reports we have to write. So we do lots of reporting. There's lots of transparency. And the transparency isn't just because we like to write reports and people like to read them, but it's very important, I think, for our donors to be able to see what we're doing, yeah, as well as our wider staff communities to be always told about what we're doing, what we've achieved, if we want to have trust in
bursaries in our first couple of years. So we need to let people know that. So we use all of the sort of normal ways, the newsletters, but also there's a lot of conversation going on with all of the stakeholders, with the trustees of the foundation, with the donors, but also with members of staff. And it ties in, it embodies what sort of Stonyhurst is about, that kind of Jesuit ethos and looking after each other. So I think it's very important for us to get the message across what we're doing, but I think it's very clear that it is actually what we should be doing, and that our donors therefore are very happy to support us in this journey.
And that's why our programme of outreach that we've touched on, the admissions work in setting up a new programme of outreach, advocates for the scheme in future years.
IDP Giving Week is the 15th to 21st of November 2021. We want to thank headline sponsor Graduate and corporate partners Hubbub and Potentiality for their support of this year's Giving Week. Head over to our IDP Giving Week webpages to sign up to webinars, download resources and listen to podcasts to learn how other members of the IDP community are celebrating giving in their schools. Can I come on to sort of my last question, and you can share this between you perhaps, but what are your tips for everyone listening in terms of how to celebrate impact within your school? I mean, I think you've given out some throughout the sort of podcast already, but have you got other things that you wanted to share? Should we come to you first, Kathy?
I think we've touched on one that I think is really important, which is inclusivity, that you've got everyone working on this journey together. And that people need to be aware of what you're doing. You're not just sending emails into a wilderness, you're actually talking to people. And Suzanne and I very much feel that we're part of the Stonyhurst community. I'm a member of the staff forum, which meets to discuss kind of issues within school. So my role, suddenly people are asking, what do you do? What does that mean? So that's been really positive. And Suzanne, for her sins, is very often to be found climbing mountains with the Duke of Edinburgh scheme. So she's also telling the pupils what we do, and they're kind of sharing she can explain kind of how that will impact on them, you know, the rugby pavilion, all these good things. So there really is that sense that we are very much part of the wider Stonyhurst community, internally, and as we've also touched on, externally as well, really.
Yeah. And I think it is that we do work amongst the school. We wander around, we see people. And again, that's a message. That's something I picked up from spending lots of time with Simon Jones over at NGS. You know, he's in there in the staff room. You go to meet him, he'll often start a meeting in the staff room, people coming up and talking to him. And you know, that's something I've learned from him. And you know, and that to me is very crucial. And finally, I suppose the key thing also is that whilst we're communicating and making sure we have good dialogue within the school, we've said it already, we have to keep communicating with our donors and our potential donors. You know, we can only do all these things and do our outreach and go out and seek and discover pupils if we're able to bring donors on this journey with us. So without their support, we don't have the foundation. So it's not just enough to talk to them about financial success. We share with them what we're doing. We go out. We're going down to London now. We have a service of Thanksgiving for our legacy donors. And we'll be telling them about the pupils we're supporting, the journey they're on, and showing how that's, by having a service of Thanksgiving again, it's showing our Jesuit beliefs and our ethos. And then we're linking the two together. You know, church is very important to us, being part of the wider Jesuit community and the Catholic community is. And here we are. We're seeing our donors in that environment and we're telling them what we're doing. So always just promoting the impact of what we're doing and those shared values and beliefs, and they come along. And recently Kathy has been approached by our rhetoric, so our upper six pupils.
Yes, so upper six have said they would like to, they've seen what's happening, they would like to fundraise for a bursary in their name, so the Rhetoric 21-22 bursary, which is their kind of gift to Stonyhurst. So we're running a kind of discreet bursary program with our upper six students, aimed at their families, and they want to raise the money to help bring a student in because they know what they've sort of had from Stonyhurst, and they want to make that possible for someone else. So we're seeing that the impact is really working. And actually for me, that's probably one of the biggest things, that we've got the pupils on side in their final year. They're saying, what can we do? We've seen this happening. We'd like to be part of that. And I think that's a hugely positive message to get out there, actually.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a brilliant thing to have, is that you've got that legacy of impact from your sixth formers, and wow, what will they do in the future? I think is kind of, you know, how will they kind of, you know, their success is hopefully going to have an impact on the future of Stonyhurst too. Well, thank you both for joining me today and sharing both how you're sort of keeping those conversations going around celebrating impact internally and externally. And that I really took away that constant sharing, that constant sort of reminding people of the difference that you're making, which is really important, and how critical it is to have that vision that's sort of central, that you're all feeding into and being part of. So thank you both. And